Hey, everybody. Jeff Thompson, Friendly Philly, Minnesota, coming to you on about 7:55 p.m. from Friendly Philly, Minnesota. Having a good time here. Actually, my floor is drying. The last coat of varnish has been put down. It's a water-based varnish, but we're letting it seal up, harden up a little bit before we start activity in the living room. It's about 30 feet long by about 12 feet wide. So, got lots of stuff to do in there. I'm using the MV88 microphone from Shure. That's S-H-U-R-E. It plugs into the lightning port into my phone, and I got it on stereo, 135 degrees. And I'm standing now in the room, formerly known as the room that needed some varnish and some sanding. So they sanded it down and put a sealer on it, then put two coats of water-based varnish on it. And that's where I'm standing right now, just as I'm entering it. I shouldn't go in there with my shoes, so I'll take my shoes off, slide them off. Nike Air, they squeak because those little holes in them, those airbags, they get holes in them, then they start squeaking. Sounds like you're a duck walking. I'm not going to buy the Airs anymore. I'm sorry, Nike. But the floor feels really good, really good. This house was built in 1952, original wood floors, and now they're taken down, and a new varnish has been put on it, new sealer, everything, a good thing. And everything's nice, so we're going to figure out how to minimize putting stuff back into this room, because we're into that anti-clutter, get by with the minimum, and I'm excited about that. Because I don't want wires. I used to have these wires that ran behind the couches, ran over. I had seven speakers in the room. You know, subwoofer, a right, left, a center. Then you had another right and left out in the room. Then you had two in the back here. So that's, what's that? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven speakers. And now I got an entertainment center made out of alder wood. And that came from my sisters when they demoed their house. I took that out of there and have it out in the shop right now. My man cave, my Jeff's, it's called. It's Jeff's Egotistical Fantastical Fortress. And I'm going to bring that in here. I actually brought it in here one time and fit it and cut it to fit. And it worked pretty good. So it's ready to come in. So now it can come in. I got to mount that to the floor. The top is taller. My ceiling has a, what they call, not a tray ceiling, but more of a, okay, let's go with a tray ceiling. It actually curves up when it gets to the top. So it doesn't come to a corner and all the sides. It curves down. So they bent the plaster. They bent it so it curves down. So the edges of the corners of the entertainment center that goes into a corner, the top shelf has it boxed in. So that'll have to be removed or lowered or something of that nature before that will fit the top part. But that has built in left and right, and down below where the TV would go, there's a center spot, and they have a frame with Velcro and, you know, the speaker cover on it. That's where the sub would go. So it's all set up for that type of thing, and I want to go with Bluetooth eventually. Either put a sound bar in there with the Sonos 3s, one on the left and one on the right, and put two, you know, put a, I don't know, sound bar, but it gets expensive, I gotta say. So we'll see how we go with that, but everything can be contained right now there, and it'll come right at you, and it'll be pretty nice sounding. So I'm gonna rearrange the living room. We used to have two couches in here because there was room, but we're gonna go with less. Less is best. Less is best, I guess. That's the new motto for 2017. That's what we're gonna go with. And I'm looking at, I call them sports chairs. I want these chairs that are like leather chairs, but that you just sit them like you're not in a theater, but, you know, just nice, comfortable chairs. But I don't want the base on them. I don't want the big base, boxy, like a Lazy Boy chair. I don't want that presence. I want more of a pedestal type of base on it. So I got to look for that and put two of those with a table in between on this side because there's a big picture window. It's about 9 feet long, a picture window and side lights. Where, you know, I got the up and down windows on the sides and then you got big picture window in the center. So I want that there for just sitting and enjoying and, you know, charging your phone and checking out audio. I almost said it. by our man Rich would have got me on that one. The app, formerly known as Audio Boom. If you're going to be listening to stuff, WhatsApps and all sorts of other stuff, podcasts and all that, you just want a nice place to sit, nice getaway, sitting room, which makes the TV not the focus of the room anymore. And that's the idea of the whole thing. If you want to watch TV, you can. But it's not going to be the focus of the room. The focus of the room is, you know, MySpace. You know, this is where you do that type of stuff. You sit down, you relax, you talk, conversations. So this 1952 floor is all revitalized. I gave it a new, fresh life. We replaced 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five spots got new boards in them, and they blended them in really well. You can't even tell that. That's not the thing. There's a stairwell that goes down here. It's an open stairwell with a railing, wrought iron railing. Then down here on this end, the door jets in a little bit, 4 feet. So when you walk up to my door and stand there, you're underneath part of the house. So it's a ranch-style house, but that's inset a little bit, and there's a closet right next to it. I suppose this... Yeah, I did that too. So, interesting enough, the closet floor is done too, so... Yeah, so I got this MV88 set on stereo, so you might be able to pick up the echo. It probably sounds like a lot of reverb going on here. I'm in a cathedral, that type of thing. But I'm not. I'm in my living room, an empty living room. So I still have to put the trim on, and that goes all the way around. I took the trim off before, and then there's a shoe. That's a little piece that's a side view of it would be like a quarter of a pizza, you know, like 90-degree angle, then a roll. Rounded from point A to point B. So that's called a shoe. So that trim goes on all the way around. I'm going to clean that up tomorrow and put a little water base satin finish on it just to freshen it up. I'm not going to go too heavy on it. Just kind of give it a good clean shine up. Give it that fresh look. Then go around here. And the reason we're waiting an extra day or so here to get moving on this floor. I don't want the cable for my Fumatic nail gun to be dragging and scratching and doing stuff, or as I set things down and stuff like that. So giving it a little bit of extra thing. And for all you girls out there, it's like letting your nails dry it just a little bit longer before you start doing other things, you know, getting a nice hard... I won't go there. But anyways, that's what we're doing. I'm going to put that on, then go around, put the shoe on, and... I found out that it's important to make sure you angle the nail from the shoe into the trim instead of into the floor, because the floor expands left and right, basically. Wood spreads, you know, if you got an 8-foot long plank, it'll by 4 inches wide, it'll get fatter 4 inches wide. It won't get longer the other way or shorter the other way. It gets wider and skinnier that way. So along that wall, you got to make sure that the shoe is just sitting there like, hey, I'm doing nothing. So the wood can keep moving back and forth as the humidity and weather changes and all that stuff. A lot of boring stuff being said right now, so I'll let you all go. Y'all have a good day. Until next time, bye-bye.